So what? We're back. Let's go straight into the stories this morning. Vanguard newspaper is our first protocol. Page 5, VP slots, PDP committee picks Wike Tinubu will decide, says Imo governor.
Okay, now, so this is where we are now, after having picked the two presidential candidates from the majors. Now, we're now thinking of who their deputies are going to be. At least that is going by the stories that we have in the papers here. Right. So the PDP committee has decided in their wisdom that Wike would be it. But there hasn't been a formal announcement. There hasn't been a formal announcement of, whether he'd be the one. Mm-hmm. Of course, whilst Imo governor says that Tinubu will decide, there's another story in some of the other papers that says that it is the party that will decide. I think that the way these things go usually is the party that will decide, of course, in conjunction with the candidate. A note of warning to these two majors as we speak and other parties. Remember that a vice president could turn out to be a president by circumstance. Let me repeat what I said. A vice president could turn out to be a president in these circumstances. So we need to be very, 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 very careful. I suspect that one of the things that would push Wike to the fore in the PDP is that of funding. I think it is general knowledge or generally assumed that Wike probably has a war chest that can be put to good use if he is made the vice president. I honestly don't know. In all the other parties, I don't know who are in contention. But in this case, it was between Wike and Okungbowa. Did I get that name right?
Mm.
The Delta State governor.
Mm.
And so means that the PDP is probably thinking of the South-South to have some kind of balance. And that, again, unfortunately, knocks out the South-East, who I believe should be given a seat at the very top table, one way or the other. That's my belief. But unfortunately, that again is not happening. Now, is the Southeast playing the right politics? I honestly don't know. But I suspect that what is probably, you know, that a party that is not in government has to shop for somebody who has a very large war chest. And I suspect that maybe that is what has played in this particular case. What is the electoral value, minus having the war chest and so on and so forth, what is the electoral value of these people? Is it, that again should be taken into consideration. Mm-hmm. All said and done, let's sit down and what. I repeat part of what I said yesterday, that we're in a very bad place now. The way I look at it, we're in some kind of a bad place, having same of same, all through. But let's see how it goes. Okay, and so the chairman of the PDP has said that they'll name running mates in the next 48 hours. And we'll see how that goes. So that's the thrust of this story.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Now let's go to page 7 of the Vanguard. It's an interesting story, really. I've seen it everywhere. Metro Burna Boy, club guards flee as CSO insists on thorough investigation. Ryder says embattled singer in Spain entertaining fund seekers. Force headquarters awaits report of investigation. That's according to PPRO. That's FPRO, rather. Police must not compromise investigation, CSO.
Yeah, what is happening here is quite unfortunate. Okay, and it's just a reflection of the rot to which the embarrassing position we find ourselves. Okay, so what has happened according to this story? Burna Boy, who is just a musician, really, whether he's a superstar or not, is neither here nor here. He's just a musician, a Nigerian citizen, has 5 police escorts, attached to him in a country that is under police. Okay, 5. That 5 goes to a club. Okay, 4 of the policemen we hear, first of all, stay out, and 1 goes in with him in mufti to the club. And somewhere along the line, there's some altercation between himself and one of the customers there, who it is alleged in this story that he approached the wife, that he approached the wife of this, and then of course brawl took place, misunderstandings took place, and before you knew it, two people were down. Okay, two people were down. I suppose it would be by the policeman who, I mean, that's a complete mess, really. It's a complete mess. The police have to review this idea of attaching to escorts, of attaching escorts to anybody who can, quote and unquote, afford it. You know, I still maintain that, I mean, to be honest with you, five in a country that is under police is embarrassing, to say the least. But it doesn't even end there. After this now happens, the man jets out the next day to Spain without waiting back to take responsibility. You know, I think he must have gone, of course, maybe on a private jet and so on and so forth. Before you knew it, he's gone. And so, as I yesterday, when we saw the story initially, we heard that he had been declared wanted. Now, the handlers of Bonaboy have to be very careful and put this young man under some kind of control. He's been involved in one or two embarrassing spats. And it doesn't help that his father, you know, is a renowned, well-respected, his grandfather, not well-respected gentleman in the media. You know, it is unfortunate that this is happening. We call on the family to, and maybe his mom or something, to put him under some... I was watching something somebody sent me on video one time. He gave one of his fans money to go out, that he doesn't like the way he's reacting to his music, and so on, to give him his gate fee to go back out of the place somewhere in Europe. This is not what superstars are made of. And as for the police, I hope anybody who takes over the reins of this country in 2023 will give us better policing. One of the things that I have in mind is this. Why don't we license 2-3 security companies, possibly owned by ex-military or whatever, give them, you know, some license, put them under control, and they can provide protection, you know, for whoever desires it and can pay for it, rather than always having our own men in uniform, five attached to each individual, four attached. Some of our musicians now have, I think Davido has his own police escort. I think Wasiu has his own police escort. I mean, we had had this before, and it was I remember then the complaint was that it looks as if one is trying to raise some dust against the elite and so on and so forth. But the truth must be told. I don't know. It's so difficult to tell the truth in this country. Who does that? Five policemen to one person following him to a nightclub. Where is that done in the civilized world? This idea of superstars, super rich, super this and super that, you know, using policemen to harass people, soldiers and so on and so forth. Surely we must put a stop to it at some point. These two innocent people now are lying down in the hospital as we speak. I hope they don't lose their lives. If that should happen, now you'll be looking at a case of manslaughter. So anyway, we like the police to get to the bottom of it. Whoever is going to be held responsible should be held responsible for this. Let me quickly clear. It doesn't say that Bonaboy pulled a trigger on anybody. So let's get that clear. The question that also crossed my mind is, if I have a police escort with me, can you hold me responsible? Is he under my control as to when to fire a shot or whatever? Who should be held responsible for that?
That's very valid.
It's very valid. I'd like to know, can I be held responsible, you know, for the actions of policemen who are meant to guard me? These things need to be clarified, and I hope some of our colleagues will go interview the Commissioner of Police and let's get a clarification at least on what all these escorts, what is the rationale behind it. Can anybody go to a police station and say, I want to buy two policemen. How much is it per policeman? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's know. If that is what it is, there are some of us that need more protection than these people. You know? Okay, so that's what it is. And I don't think Bonaboy did right, you know, by just disappearing.
Yeah.
And maybe this is also an eye-opener for some of our policemen who get overzealous guarding people. The principal himself is busy in Spain, you know,
yeah,
enjoying himself, and these guys have to face the music.
Abiad, on our website, the chat room on the website says, Muslim VP is okay for Tinubu to get more votes in the north. Those that are saying it's not okay already, they won't vote for the party. It's reacting
Look,
to
people
the first,
don't need to get emotional about these elections. Vote for who you want to vote for, in spite of his circumstance. Do you understand? I know loads of people who have gone to put their PVCs in their drawer because they're completely frustrated about the options that they have. So whether it's a Christian or Christian Muslim, I think we've stretched it a bit too far. I think once we get a north-south balance, that should just be it, to extend it to Christian, Muslim, and religion. How do you know a man's real religion? If it just throws up from somewhere that Jimmy Disu is being what, then there's some people say, yes, we know him. He's a member of the Jamaatul Islamiyah. So, no, we saw him in Anglican church. I mean, these things are neither here nor there. These things are perpetrated by these religious leaders who have a particular interest in the candidates for things that are obvious. If you have a Muslim, is he going to tie one side of the road and leave the other side where there is a church? So don't let's split hairs, because if we now go to Christian Muslim, okay, what about those who are in traditional whatever? What happens to them? El Kankar, other religions. Gentlemen, we need somebody who will salvage this country. That is where my own emphasis lies.
Right.
And I'm not, to be honest with the mood I'm in now, I actually don't care, even if it's from Burkina Faso. Somebody who will lead this country out of the rut that we are in. What we see in the horizon, you know, is really dismal. That's why there's so much anger in the land. Okay? And people are grabbing at any straw that they can. There's too much anger in the land.
Talking about anger in the land, page 10 of the Vanguard has a story here. This government is most corrupt in Nigeria's history. Oyedepo. And the writer says, you are blinded by hatred for Buhari. Femi Adesina.
Yes, I'm more concerned about Femi Adesina's response than what Oyedepo said, because what Oyedepo said is believed by a lot of us. One of the things that pushed Buhari to the fore 8 years ago is the fact that people thought he would tackle corruption. You know that by now, 7 years down the line, it would be difficult for you to be pointing fingers at anybody. But when their own accountant, now let me get this clear. Now. When their own accountant general, is answering questions on money as much as 80 billion. Is that how much it is?
170 billion.
There's another, 90 something. So total is 170 billion. Surely Oyedepo is right to say that. But that is not even the issue. The issue, I had to tweet back at Femi Adesina this morning, because on his Twitter handle he said he says this, and he's taking a poke at the bishop, because apparently it appears as if the man had said auditor general instead of accountant general. And then in his own handle he says, the bishop of at Otta can't even get his facts right. Blinded by hatred for PMB, he says auditor general stole 80 billion. Pity. He doesn't know the difference between accountant general and auditor general. Like Obasanjo just said long ago, we should begin to ordain our bishops. I asked him on Twitter this morning, is this your personal handle or the handle of the spokesperson of the president? This kind of statement should not be coming from a presidential spokesperson. In the first instance, you don't need to reply every criticism. And this idea that somebody who criticizes you or tells you some home truths hates you, I don't understand where their culture is coming from. The moment you say something that maybe you criticize in your own belief, oh, it is that he hates him, he doesn't like him. It's because that culture is permeating our society. And right. It's very dangerous. What is also dangerous is if somebody makes a fact, Bishop Oyedepo, whatever you might think of him, whoever you might think of him, is the leader of one of our largest churches in Nigeria. And if he says something that is obvious, insulting him is not solving the problem. Because, okay, whether it's the auditor general or the accountant general, for God's sake and for crying out loud, it is the same. The effect is the same. Can you have a country where an accountant general cannot account for that kind of money? What are we talking about here? Whether he's held responsible or not, that money, 187 billion, cannot be accounted for in the Treasury, at least as at now. And so his response, and I'd always had a quarrel with the president's spokesperson, is that you cannot be attacking your own, the citizens of your own country, using the presidential spokesperson status. It's not right. It's not right. I think it's unfortunate, but like I said, we have just another 8 months to bear this. Hopefully, well, I honestly don't know what the future looks like. To be honest with you, I'm so scared. I don't know what, but hopefully, maybe we'll get around some of these things and clear them off the way. So to Mr. Adesina, I'm so sorry. I have to be highly critical of you this morning, but that is the truth. This is not the way to handle the function that you know. This is not the way. You don't go personal.
Well, thank you, sir.
You want to drink your, this is your famous tea. This tea, the smell that is coming out from, don't do her. The smell that is coming out from this cup, it doesn't look like tea.
You want to taste it?
It's black
tea.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like tea. One more. It doesn't smell like tea. One of these days I'll bring Nabdak in very early in the morning. Let them sort out what is.
Oh boy. So let's go to the punch. Let's see the Vanguard for a moment. The punch has a story on page 6. Government begins enforcement of environmental laws. That's the story.
Well, I'm glad that the Lagos State government is finally waking up and that the governor now knows that enforcing discipline in society, at the end of the day, even though you might have fears, will become a bonus for you. And that is, I mean, I'm referring now to the Okada thing that, look, for so long, it took us so long to enforce it, and now everybody is adjusting to it. And the governor is getting kudos for that. This is the way it goes. I'm now glad that they are going to descend on the environment, according to this story. The story says the Lagos State government has said it has started enforcing environmental laws. The state is in a complete mess. The state is in a complete mess. And I think, I mean, look at the street, for example, that harbors the Chief Magistrate's Court in Suleri had just been tarred, thanks to Femi Gbajabiamila, because the billboard is there. It shows you that it's Femi.
Okay.
It has started having holes. Why? Some people are trading on the premises. The place is going to be turned into a building industry. Mm-hmm. Block industry on the right. And now I'm seeing Yoni and so on. Right, you know, on the street of the Suleri Chief Magistrate's Court. We need to enforce environmental laws because, you see, the people who do all these things, you make excuses that, oh, they too must have something to eat, but they do a lot of damage to the environment. The street has just been tarred, now the holes are coming up. Apart from that, what does it also do? It brings down the value of properties in the area. So it's a lose-lose situation. This is my suggestion, and I hope the government will take this, and I've been saying it. Make people responsible for their own immediate environment. Instead of sending in a task force to rout everybody, serve every house that you find any interaction or piece of land with the provision that on the third attempt it might allow to seizure. In that case, you 60% of the job will be done. It's not because in this particular area that I'm very familiar with, task force has been there 2 times. They come in the morning, the place is back in business at night. A nice, peaceful environment that the government is struggling to make has become, that is how Computer Village started. Some people with their hard-earned money built the only house they have in Lagos. Now they find themselves living in a market. We used to go to, Baba Ojomo used to live in a computer, in where what is now Computer Village. He had a house there. Do you understand what I'm saying? He had a house there. So we call on author, and then mechanics. You know, mechanics, everybody, there's so much indiscipline. The government will spend the little money that is left in the treasury after, of course, the government will spend providing infrastructure. And some people will go and pavements and so on and so forth. Mm. In this particular Chief Magistrate's area, children coming back from school can't walk on the pavement. Mm. It's business run on both sides. So they walk on the streets. Are we going to wait until the day a child is knocked down?
I said somebody,
I don't know.
Somebody sent me a picture one morning of the, you know, the Oshodi Solo Express.
Yes.
Somebody sent me a picture of people hawking oil.
What is not hawked
on the express road?
What is not
right there with their tent?
What is not hawked on the indiscipline? The government needs to enforce these environmental laws, and I am glad about what has happened with the issue of Okada. Now the Southwest governors are meeting and now trying to make. We gave this warning. I hate to say it. Hmm. We gave this warning about 3 years ago about the influx of these Okada riders. It's now that we have a massacre that all of them are now getting up to say we must do so. Must we wait till that happens? Must we wait? We plead with the governor, please. Look, when you enforce laws, initially, yes, you'll be criticized.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you'll be appreciated. The same as we speak, people are still under the bridge.
Mm.
As we speak, people are still under the bridges. In spite of appeals from the minister and instructions from the governor, they're still there. The governor must enforce the law. Luckily, this is an election period. I remember a member of the APC here who said that he's going to judge his support for any for whoever, by especially those going on a repeat, by their actions between now and the elections.
Yeah,
that's what he's going to decide who he's going to vote for. So I'm glad to hear this. And this statement was credited to the in the first instance to the chief executive officer of the Lagos Waste Management Authority. Lagos is in a complete mess. And look at Lagos Island. That's another story on its own. I don't want to go into politics of all that, but Lagos Island is a complete mess. Is a complete, from Idumota to name it, all the way to this course, is a complete mess.
Let's go to page 17 of the Punch newspaper. Twitter, others must delete porn post within 24 hours. FG.
Every day you have incidents of rape. In fact, in the Punch, I just didn't want to bring it up, but there's a story in the Punch. They have about 8 rape reports. And this is partially due to our complete tolerance for things of indecent nature, from TikTok to porn sites to whatever. Now, this statement is made, this law instruction is made within the new laws that the government has that would guide Twitter, WhatsApp, and so on and so forth. And there's a debate on the, you know, whether it's been done right or not. But in the issue of other areas, low-hanging fruits, in some countries, the government uses its machinery to cut off certain things. You can't access porn sites in certain countries.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do the same. What value is it? We need to do the same. If we don't think out of the box as to how to move this country forward, we won't move one inch. We won't move one inch. You know, and if you look at TikTok and some of these things and all this, sex has become, if you hear what some ladies would be saying, for example, in TikTok, ladies that you would look at who are supposed to be respectable, if you see what they say, what they sell, you ask yourself, how can any society thrive on this? This country is gradually becoming a concrete jungle. It's almost becoming Sodom and Gomorrah. I think somewhere there you will see a story, maybe you will get to it, about what happened to a couple in VGC who took drugs and both stripped themselves naked.
That's what I took in the morning. That's
you
the story.
Took the drugs?
Yeah. No.
Oh, the story.
The story. The story.
No, I want.
It's the story.
I just wanted to be sure. they stripped themselves naked. You know, and apart from that, they were now trying to commit suicide and cutting their wrists and so on and so forth. You remember the day Doxy was here, Dr. Dokumadede?
Yes.
Was here, the stories he had to tell us. The social
vices... He revealed so much. I think we should bring him back.
We will.
I think we should.
I bring him back next week.
Yes.
The social vices that are bogging us down. You know, the social vices that are bogging us down. Then the lack of thought and education. The new thing in the social media is you don't like what anybody is saying, you begin to abuse him.
You abuse him.
You abuse. I had a lot of that yesterday and I was chuckling. And I said to myself, I will not say things that are not true because I want to please some people. I'm sorry, I will not. In the function of this, my job, I will tell the truth to the best of my ability. You know, but abusing me from now to kingdom come, you know. we need to strive to have a better society. I plead with young people. You can easily have an argument. You can easily have a discussion without necessarily being abusive.
Exactly.
And then for God's sake, we should all now rise up. This thing about pornography and whatever and sex and so on and so forth. In the midst of all this poverty, is that what people are thinking of? I think Sherif wants to close the program.
Yes, exactly.
You are tapping the table.
We must go now.
You are tapping the table.
Thank you so much for coming.
Okay, Sherif.
Today is the Evo Meeting, so Jimmy will be back at 9.
How do you know it? How do you know I haven't canceled it?
No, you can't. No, I will protest now.
No, even Atibu will be. She already has her tea and biscuits and everything ready.
All right, thank you so much for coming.
Okay, I'll see you at 9.
Lagos will take the news now, after which, of course, we'll bring you our last hour of the Morning Crossfire.
They don't disconnect your line sake of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you not worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, you get some 5 easy steps you go take reconnect them. 1. Dial *785#. 2. Text your national identification number NIN to 785. 3. Visit my MTN NG app. 4. Chat with Ziggy on top this WhatsApp number +234 903 300 0001. Or 5. Visit www.mtn.ng. If you no can get national identification number, just waka enter in the MTN store.
Former Nigerian ambassador to the United
Sports.
States.
Sports.
That's the Belgian who doesn't miss. Bottom right corner, Manchester City.
And the best talk.
Best talk.
All at your fingertips on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The news update on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. Here is the news at 8. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Nigeria would not be getting a claim of $1.7 billion. That's just over 700 billion naira against JP Morgan Chase Bank over the transfer of proceeds from the controversial Malabo oil deal. Now, this comes after a London court judge, Sarah Cocker.